This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome, friends. We're continuing Masechta Nedarim. We begin the new parak tonight, Parak Na'ara Murasa, the 10th parak of Masechta Nedarim. And we're going to talk about the Nedarim of a Na'ara Hamurasa, a woman. A Na'ara is a woman between 12 and 12 and a half. And once she's a Bageras, once she reaches 12 and a half, the father does not have authority over her anymore. But in a state of Na'ara, she's in her father's Rishus. The father has the right to accept Kedushin for her. The father has rights to her handiwork. The father is allowed to keep what she finds. And the father could be made for her Nedarim. However, once she does Erusin, then she's somewhat out of his Rishus. And we're going to see that when she's a Na'ara and she's Me'urasa, then the father in conjunction with the husband are made for her Nedarim. Says the Mishnah, Na'ara Hamurasa, a Na'ara that is an Arusa, Avia Ubala Mefir Nedareha. The father and the husband annul her Nedarim. Now, Hafer Ha'av V'loi Hafer Habal. If the father nullifies and the husband does not, Hafer Habal V'loi Hafer Av. If the husband nullifies and the father does not, Eino Mufar. It is not nullified. Now, we'll have to see. The first statement of the Mishnah was, the father and the husband are made for her Nedarim. Well, once we have that statement, why do we need the Mishnah to repeat if the father annuls and the husband doesn't, or the husband annuls and the father doesn't? It's not Hufar. We already said they both do it. And it goes without saying that if they don't both annul, but instead one of them doesn't just remain silent, but affirms the nether, certainly the nether is not annulled. Meaning, not only if only one of them annuls it and the other one is silent, is it not annulled, but meaning, if one of them annuls it and the other one is silent, it's not annulled. And it goes without saying that if the second one doesn't remain silent but affirms it, certainly it's not annulled. The question is, you know, why would we need that statement? That's pretty obvious. The Mishnah says it goes without saying. Well, if it goes without saying, don't say it. Okay, let's see the Ran. The Ran, Hafer ha'av lo hafer habal. The Gemara parach hayinu reisha. The Gemara is going to ask, that's the first statement. Na'ara Hamurasa, v'yobal mafir nedareha. In that case, one of them cannot annul. The Gemara is going to ask, why do I need that statement? So we start with the Gemara. Says Gemara, Hainu Reisha. That is the same statement as the Reisha. Why does the Mishnah, the second statement, say if the father annulled and the husband didn't, or vice versa, it's not annulled? But the first statement of the Mishnah is Avio Bala Mefir Nedarea, the father and the husband annul. Doesn't that implies they both do it together? And if they're not both doing it, then it's not annulled. Says Gemara, no, Ma'od the Tema. Oy Avia Oy Bala Katana. Maybe when it says Na'ara Marasa Avia Ubala, maybe it doesn't mean both of them. It means either or. So the Mishnah has to spell out if one does it and not the other, it's not annulled. Says the Ran, Hainu Reisha V'yobal Mefir Nedare, D'masha Davka Kishishnei Mefirin. Mahu D'tema V'yo Oibala. I would have thought either one. So now the Ran is bothered. Okay, if you would have thought either one, so let the Mishnah just say, Ad Sheyifru Shneim. Why won't the Mishnah just say, until they both do it? Why do you need to be so lengthy? If the father did it and not the husband did it and not the father, just say until they both do it. That's not enough. The Itana Hacha, if it would have said until they both do it, Havamino Deloy Sagi Bafaras Baal, Ad Delefer Av. If it would just say until they both do it, I would think that means if the father does it, it's not enough until the husband does it. I'm sorry. I would have thought it's not enough if the husband does it until the father does it. But maybe if the father does it, that would be enough. Or maybe the opposite. In other words, if it would say until they both do it, maybe you mistakenly read that to mean the first one doesn't really do it. It's really the second one. But if just the second one does it, that would also be okay. And like the Gemara is going to discuss this later on, lahachitani, therefore it was very explicit. Hafra av lo hafra bal. The father knows and not the husband. Hafra bal lo hafra av inoy mufar. Okay. The Gemara continues. Then the Mishnah says, ve'in tzach lemer shekiyam echad mehem. It goes without saying that if one of them affirms that it's not annulled. Says the Gemara, that's obvious. Once I know that if one of them is missing, it's not annulled. Certainly, if one of them affirms it, it's not annulled. I mean, that's obvious. Lama li lamisni, why do I need the third case? Hashta yeshlai merhafer zebloi zebloi klum. Now that we've said, if one of them annulled it without the other, it's nothing. Kiyem echad mehen lama li. Why do I need to say if one of them was... one of them affirmed it. Right? Kiyem echad mehem lama li tzricha lamisni. Lama li tzricha lamisni. If one of them affirmed it, why do I need to teach it? Why do I need that case? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Ki yitzrichale, you know what I need it for? For the following scenario. Kagoin dehefer echad mehem v'kiyem echad. Let's say one of them annulled and one of them affirmed. So obviously then it's not going to be annulled. And then what happens is the one that affirmed retracted his affirmation. The chazar hamekayim v'nishal al hakamase. And then the one who affirmed got a heter on his affirmation. So now you would think, okay, so now his affirmation is off. What he's in effect doing is he's annulling. So now the neder is off because now it turns out they both annulled. Ma'u detema. My de'uke ha'akwe. I would think that which he affirmed, he now uprooted. So now we have both of them who are annulling. So maybe I would think it's an annulment. Come now, so you say the chiddush of the Mishnah is it's not. You know why? Because basically what happens is, at the time that he affirmed, the other one's annulment is meaningless because an annulment of one without the other is not effective. So even though now he is making that affirmation an annulment as well, but that's great, but he doesn't have another person to join up with, because when at the time the other person annulled it, it was not a valid annulment because he was affirming it. So kamash malan de mefirin shnei bevas achas. We need them both to annul simultaneously. Now that doesn't mean that if one annuls in the morning, the other can annul in the evening. Simultaneously means without interruption. But if one annuls and the other affirms, so that interrupts the first one's annulment. Says the Ran. Kiyim echad mehem tzricha lemisni b'tmiya. I wonder. The afagav the orche the tana lemisni zu ve'in sarach lemer zu. The Ran is bothered. What's the question on the third case? Why is the third case necessary? It's the style of a tana to say a chiddush and then say, and the next case we don't even need to mention. That's the style. Says the Ran, no, that's not always the style. Haino davka b'mili d'loy dami lahadadi. That's if there are cases that are not similar to each other. D'af agav da'asya b'raisa mikava choymer mikamaisa tanila. That even though you could learn basraisa, the latter case, from a kava choymer, from the first case, it taught it. But here, it's not case three is not a different case. Case three is already included in case two. Case two said, if one of them annuls and the other doesn't, it's no good. So then that already is saying that if one of them annuls and one of them confirms, it's also not annulled. So it's not just that we could learn from a kava choymer from case two. It's case two already spelled it out. It's It's the same thing. It's the same case, but worse. So the case is the one who affirmed then uproots and shoyal gets a heter for his affirmation. Like we say later on, that it's possible to get a heter on your affirmation. I would have said his affirmation is being uprooted. Sagi, and therefore his annulment, which is done by itself, should be enough. Why? Because the other guy already annulled it. Idach kfar hafer, says Iran. Now, bevachas achas doesn't literally mean they have to do it at the same time. Kolomar, it means shelo yafsik beinecha lechaver. There's no interruption between one and the friend. Dover, there's no other interruption. Shehuma akev hafara, that would hinder the annulment. Kagain hakama. An example of an interruption is an affirmation. Dehai, tekimen dahi shaita lav bar hafarahu. Since at that moment, when he affirmed, he was not able to annul, afilu hachafara kamaisa deidach batlala. Even the first hafara of the other guy is batal, and therefore the first guy has to be mefer again. A big question here in the sugya is that when you do hafara, doesn't that mean retroactively I never affirmed it to begin with? So there retroactively was no interruption. There was never a time that the first guy's hafara was cut off from his hafara. You know, this is all going to be depend. How does hafara work? We actually had an eon share on Rav Shimon Shkup. Does hafara work literally retroactively? Or from now and on, that from now and on I could act as if it was never made, but not that retroactively it goes back that it was never made. But that's what the Ran says. The Gemara continues. Vinara Hamurasa Avio Bala Mefira Nidareha. Anamurasa, her father and her husband, annul the Nidarim. Okay, so basically, in the Parsha of Nedarim, we have three discussions. We have a Nara, who's not married. That's the first discussion. The third discussion is a Nesua, where the husband does the annulment. And then the second one, the middle one, is talking about that also, if she's married, then the husband annuls it. So we really have two. The first case is just Anara, who's not married, and it says the father annuls her Nedarim. The second case where the husband, and the third case at the husband. But why do I need two different discussions that the husband is made for Nedarim? So the Gemara says, Venara hamurasa aviu bal mefina deremi nalan. Anara murasa. The fact that her father and her husband are made for her Nedarim, where do we learn it from? Amar Rabba. Rabba said, Amar kra v'im hayay siya la'ish unedareha leha. It says, and if she will be to a man with her nedarim on her, and it says, v'shama isha uv'haya b'yayim shamay v'asham yislachla. That's the pasuk. V'imhaya isiya la'ish unedareha aleha. The lashon is, there's a pasuk, Oy miftas vasa asher asra al nafsha. So in that part, Vashem Yisachla, Mikan Lenara Marasa Shavio Ubala Mafir Nadara. From here we see Na Marasa, the father and the husband, are made for her Nadara. Let's see the Ran. It's all the way 7 lines from the bottom. Penara Hamurasa Davio Bal Mefirna Deminalan, Amaraba Amarkra, Vimhaya Siala Ish, Vahula Mikan. Lenara murasa shavio bala mafirne dera. Nirali, the hachi kamar. The kivan de la nesua ksiv kra achrina. Since for nesua we have another pasuk. Dahainu, the other pasuk is in base isha nadara. If in the house of her husband she made it nadar, kinafarish le kaman. So since we have the parsha of a woman whose husband is made for her nadarim, Al karchin hayba arusa metukma. Then obviously this parsha, the second parsha that talks about her husband being made for an adarim, is talking about a nara marasa. The trei kroy benesua lamali. Why would I need two different psukim about a nara nesua? So, and it's talking about an arusa. V'kiven da arusa metukam. And if it's talking about an arusa, then when it says the husband is made for al karchin islam lemeimar. Therefore, you have to say devav moisif al inyan rishain. The vav of the pasuk ve'im hayay siya le'ish is adding on to the first case. Til el mineg siv, earlier on it says Hashem yisachla ki heini avia oisa. It says Hashem will forgive her because her father annulled it. And ubas reksiv, right after that it says ve'im biyom shamay yisha yani oisa. You know what that means? Loimar she'avia ubala mafira nedareha. Meaning, we're assuming it's talking about an arusa, because in Nesua it says later. And if it's talking about an arusa, it's mistaber to say that when it says her husband is mefer, it means the husband and the father. For osi shaper barusa, and that makes a lot of sense by an arusa, the kivin de barusa lo yatsa samir shus av. Since by an arusa she doesn't leave the domain of the father, dinu duloy lefer arus luchudei. It makes sense that the arus should not annul by himself. Now, so you say, okay, it's very nice. It's mistaber to learn like that, but how do you know for sure? Maybe what it's saying, maybe the vav is not moisef. Not only the it doesn't mean the father and the husband. Maybe it just read it simply that when she's an Ara Murasa, just the husband. No, if it just meant the husband, then we wouldn't need the third parsha, that if she's an Asua, just the husband. Because if even an Arusa, just the husband is Mayfair, then certainly an Asua, just the husband. So since we have the third parsha that says, by an Asua, the husband, it's mistaber to say, by an Arusa, it's the vav is moisef alinian rishon. It's the father and the husband. V'al karchin nami, the Ran says hachi islan lemeimar di loy aminon vav moisef alinian rishon. If you're not going to say the vav is moisef on the first inyan, va'aris luchudei mefer, and the aris is mefer on his own. Kra din nesua lamli. Why do I need a pasuk by nesua? Because hashta be'erusin mefer luchudei fin arusa. The husband alone is mefer. Benesun mi boi, v'chi b'shvil shenasa hora kaychai, because he did nesuin, he's weaker. In other words, it's mistaber that since in the case of nesua only the husband is mefer, then the case of arusa it has to be the vav is meisef on alinyan rishain, that it's the husband and the father. Because if it's just the husband. If just a husband could be made for an arusa, then I wouldn't need a pasuk to say that the husband alone is made for a nesua. So the Gemara asks on this, Ema haikra b'nesua ksiv. But maybe this whole second pasuk is talking about a nesua. And then, and what would that mean? would we say Vav Maisef Alinyan Rishain, that it's the husband and the father, L'chayra not? Look in the Ran. V'hadar makshi lefrushe, Melsa, then asked to explain. Umakshi ema hadin krab nesuah. So maybe this pasuk is talking about nesuah. Loimer debal luchudei mefer. It's saying the husband alone. And the vav moisav al in Yerushalayim, we don't say. The vav moisav al in Yerushalayim minan lei. Ela kimuchachi kray hachi. But rather, this is what the psukim would indicate. Because v'im itukim barusa, if it's talking about an arusa, muchachi kedekasivna. But by nesua, it's not muchach at all that it's vav moisav al inyan rishon, adarabah, dinahu debalachudei, mefer, dekivan, shenises, since she did nesuin, shuv, ein la v'yerushuspa, the father has no control over her. Hilkach neva de minesua baila l'chudu lefer. Uba arusa, and by an arusa av l'chude lefer. Dabe irisin lay nafka mishus av. So maybe the first case is talking about an arusa. And the second case, and the father alone does it. And the second case is talking about an asua. And the Gemara says it can't be talking about an asua, because then I wouldn't need the third case. Because says Gemara, Yimisham Nesua, if you want to say it's Nesua, Nesua Krak Achwinuksev, by Nesua, it says a different pasuk, Vim Beis Isha Nadara, Elamai, Ema Tarvayo Ben Nesua, say they're both talking about Nesua, Vechitema Trey Krak Ben Nesua, Lama, if you're going to ask, why do I need two pasuk by Nesua? Maybe it's to say, Lameimar She'en HaBal Mefer Bekoidmin. Maybe it's to say, pasuk number one by Nesua is saying the husband is Mefer. Pasuk number two is saying that the husband can be Mefer, but he can't be Mefer Nedarim made before the Nesuin. Maybe that's why you have two psukim. V'chitema trei krab Nesua lamali, it's l'meimar, sheina bal Mefer b'koidman. Maybe it's to teach that the husband is not Mefer previous Nedarim. See the Ran. Theima tarvayo b'nesua, avo ba'arusa loitzarech balklal. For an arusa, you don't need a husband at all. V'chitema trei kroy lamali, lamar shinabal mefer v'koidmen. Ula'achi hadar v'kasav, that's why it repeats v'im beis isha nadara, la'ashme'inon, to teach enabal mefer nadarim, shekadmula koidim nishanasa. Maybe it's like this. We have two psukim by nesua. One to say if a woman did nesua and the husband alone is mefer, and then it reiterates it to say he's only mefer the nadarim she made while they were benesuin, but the nadarim that predated their nesuim, that he can't be mefer. So right now, we're still up the creek without a paddle. We're left with the question, maybe both psukim are talking about nesua. And for the answer, you'll have to wait until tomorrow. Have a good night, everyone. Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.